Welcome to The Notion of You. I'm Tashi Jones, storyteller, guide, and your gentle reminder to slow down and come home to yourself. Each week, we explore what it means to live with more trust, more presence, more peace, one breath at a time. You are safe here. I want you to treat this podcast like two friends grabbing coffee. No performance, no fixing, just honesty. So before we go anywhere, take a breath with me. Inhale slowly into your chest. Now let it move deeper into your belly. And exhale like you've been holding something all day long. Let your shoulders drop. Let your jaw unclench. If you've been rushing, juggling tabs, responding to everyone else's needs, this is your moment to pause, to feel your own weight in the chair, your own feet on the floor. This episode is for you if you say yes, but then feel sick about it later. If you agree to something and your stomach tightens, if you smile in the moment, but your chest feels heavy on the drive home. I know that feeling, the delayed wave of regret, the replaying conversation, the quiet resentment that follows. Here's what I've learned slowly through my own body, unraveling and rebuilding itself. Boundaries are not just the words we say out loud. They are decisions our nervous system either trusts or doesn't. When I override myself, my body knows. It always knows. When I choose an alignment, even something small, there is this subtle exhale, a groundedness, a return. So as you sit here with me, just notice, where do you feel tight? Where do you feel open? No judgment, just awareness. You are safe here. We're going to take this gently. There was a season of my life where the yes was automatic. Because yes meant I was being included, that I belonged. Yes meant I was good. I didn't even know what a boundary was. I thought giving was the highest virtue. If someone needed something, I showed up. If someone invited me, I rearranged my life. If a friend's schedule was tight, I bent mine. There's one moment that still sticks with me. I was driving to see a friend who lived far enough away that it was a commitment. I was always the one making the drive. It was always around their availability, their preferences, their plans, and that day was no different. Except something inside me didn't want to go. I remember gripping the steering wheel with this heavy weight sitting on my chest, pressing. My throat felt locked, like the words had calcified in there, and I was bawling, not soft tears, but full-on crying bawling. Because I could see what I was doing. I was betraying myself in real time. The gap between what I wanted that friendship to feel like and what it actually felt like was enormous. I wanted mutuality, ease, reciprocity. Instead, I felt small, convenient, accommodating, and the thoughts were relentless. You're a failure. Why can't you stand up for yourself? Why can't you just say what you need? Why do you let people walk all over you? I wasn't even angry at her. I was angry at me. I pulled myself together before I arrived, wiped my face, took a breath, plastered on that smile. I played the part, laughed. I acted like everything was fine. And the strangest thing, when it was all over, I felt relief. Driving home in silence, I could finally exhale. I let myself cry again. It felt more honest than the entire visit. It was one of the last times I did that. Not because I suddenly became bold, not because I mastered boundaries overnight, but because my body could not handle that level of self-betrayal anymore. That's what I didn't understand back then. It wasn't just emotional discomfort. It was a nervous system event. My chest was heavy because I was overriding my own signal. My throat was tight because I wasn't speaking my truth. That dread wasn't weakness, it was information. And now, years later, the habit of yes still tries to show up sometimes. But now things have changed. I pause. Instead of the automatic yes, it's a let me check my schedule, or let me see how the day plays out, or an I'll get back to you. They sound simple, almost neutral, but they're powerful because they buy me time. Time to feel, time to check in with my body instead of the performance reflex. So here's what's different now. Even if the answer ends up being yes, there's less fight inside of me, less dread, less resentment simmering underneath the surface. There's awareness. Sometimes it's not an excited yes, but it's a calm, grounded one that feels completely different in my chest. There's no weight. There's no locked throat. There's no silent rage at myself. It's a choice. That's the difference. Before, I said yes because I thought it meant I was loved. Now, I choose yes when it aligns. That relief that I used to feel when something was over, I now feel it when I honor myself. It's quieter than you might think. It's not dramatic, not loud. Just this subtle settling in my body, like my nervous system saying thank you. Thank you for listening. The shift didn't come with big declarations. It started with noticing that heaviness, noticing the dread, noticing the cost. Because boundaries aren't first spoken out loud, they're felt. For the longest time, I thought boundaries were scripts. If you memorize the right sentence, if you say it confidently, hold that eye contact. But if you still feel anxious afterwards, well, that just means you need thicker skin. But for me, that was never true. Because those boundaries aren't just verbal events. They're my nervous system events. If my body does not feel safe with the choices I'm making, no perfectly crafted sentence is going to fix that. So that's why I could say yes with a smile and still feel like I was collapsing inside. My nervous system knew I was overriding something. So here's what changed everything for me. I stopped treating boundaries as confrontation, and I started treating them as regulation. It's not a performance. It's not a power move. It's a regulation practice. When you say yes, but you mean no, your body pays the bill. It shows up as tension in your chest, the locked jaw, irritability later that night, resentment you can't quite explain, burnout that feels disproportionate to the event itself. It's not that you're being dramatic, it's that your nervous system is saying, I didn't consent to that. And when we ignore that signal repeatedly, we slowly teach ourselves that our own internal cues are not trustworthy. This is where self-trust erodes. Not in one big betrayal, but in 1,000 tiny overrides. So I had to create a process that felt safe enough for my body to actually follow through. And it's simple. Pause, check, decide, soothe, pause. If you are used to an automatic yes, that pause is going to feel uncomfortable. It might even feel rude or selfish, like you're disappointing someone by not answering immediately. That is your conditioning. Your nervous system has been trained to equate speed with safety. If I answer quickly, I won't lose connection. If I comply, I won't be rejected. So when I started pausing, I could feel that micro panic rise. It was just a second. Let me check. It's not a pause of indecision. It's a recalibration. Simply, I'd love to look at my calendar and get back to you. Or let me check my capacity this week. Or I want to think about that before I commit. That pause allows the next step. Check. Not just your schedule, but your body. What happens in your chest when you imagine saying yes? What happens into your stomach? Do you feel open, neutral, or heavy and contracted? Anxiety is urgent and spiraling, whereas alignment is steady, even if it stretches you. If you can imagine saying yes and your body feels grounded, that's information. If you imagine saying yes and your body feels tight, drained, small, that is information too. Decide. Every boundary costs something. It might cost convenience. It might cost someone's temporary disappointment. It might cost an outdated version of you who used to be. But not having boundaries costs you your nervous system. If it's no, it can be, I don't have capacity for that right now, or just simply, I won't be able to make it, or I'm not available for that. You do not need to do a dissertation on it. A clean no feels shorter than your anxiety wants it to be. Soothe. After I set that boundary, my nervous system spikes, even when it was right. So I stopped interpreting that spike as proof that I made the wrong choice. Put your hands on your chest and take two deep breaths. It's safe to choose what's right for me. Sometimes I'll use my grounding oils before or after a hard conversation. Something earthy that reminds my body I'm anchored. Not because it fixes the boundary, but because it signals safety to me. Without soothing, you'll avoid boundaries because the aftershock will feel unbearable. With soothing, you can teach your body that you can survive the discomfort. And every time you complete that cycle, pause, check, decide, soothe, you deposit into your self-trust account. Inside my Notion workspace, I have a page with two columns. Things that I'm available for and things that I'm no longer available for. Writing these things down helps remove the fog. I also keep here some blank scripts for you can use when I need the words. Like, I don't have capacity for that. That doesn't work for me. Or simply, I'm prioritizing something else right now. It's set up here so that I can rely on my structure when my nervous system is wobbly. It's part of why I created Return to Wholeness. It's not a pep talk, but a support system. Because when your nervous system is used to self-abandonment, insight alone isn't enough. You need anchors. Boundaries are not about becoming hard. They're about becoming safe with yourself. If I'm safe to say no, I'm free to say yes without resentment. Your body is always speaking first. The question is whether you trust it enough to listen. Let's not overhaul your entire life with this, but instead choose one tiny boundary this week. Don't pick the hardest one or the most dramatic, but a small place where you usually override yourself. Maybe it's not answering a text immediately. Maybe it's ending that conversation when your energy drops, or blocking off an hour on your calendar that's yours and not negotiable. Feel into it. Write it down. Create two headers: what I'm available for, what I'm not available for. Add a new line under what you're not available for that reflects the boundary that you're practicing. Add the script that helps you remember it. Before you use it, take two deep breaths. Put your hands on your chest. It's safe to choose what's right for me. And after you use your boundary, breathe again. Notice what shifts in you. You can stop there and let it be enough. When I look back at that version of me crying in the car, heavy chest with my throat locked, I don't feel shame anymore. I feel compassion. That younger version of me wasn't weak. She was dysregulated. She was trying to belong without knowing how to stay connected to herself at the same time. Boundaries didn't make me colder. They made me feel safe in my own body. And that safety changed everything. Because when my body trusts my choices, I don't spiral afterwards. I don't replay conversations for hours. I don't resent the people I said yes to. There's congruence. What I say matches how I feel. That alignment is quiet. It doesn't get applause, but it feels like peace in my chest. Boundaries are not about pushing people away. They're about letting your nervous system know that you will not abandon it to keep the peace. If something stirred in you today, start gently. Just practice one tiny yes that feels true. If you do, I'd love to hear about it. Tell me your small boundary win. That's how this work grows. One honest choice at a time.